you're going to use that opportunity to go and indoctrinate these kids with your street ghetto philosophy. Certain point. If you raise your level of income to the status of a rock star, then then you got to keep coming up with ways to maintain that status. I'm not even saying eat meat, but at least put some cereal in the milk. Come on. That's like taking 666, the mark of the beast, and redefining it like Biggie tried to do and saying, no, it means this or that. No, 666 is 666. You can call it holy 666, but it's still the mark of the beast. Convenient, whether it's welcome or unwelcome. You, as preachers of the word, are to show people in what way their lives are wrong.
We welcome you now to A True Church Perspective with Pastor G. Craig Lewis.
This is A True Church Perspective, and we're so blessed to have you here this Sunday morning, and we're back with another word from the Lord that we're going to share with you. And we just encourage all that are listening, please visit us on the web, get more information. We have powerful DVDs on the subject of hip hop and music in the church, and we've been dealing with here in the broadcast the Laodicean era of the church, and all those things just fit together in the ministry that God has ordained me to carry out all across this world. We've done extensive traveling all over, and you know, we're not here to make friends, and we're here to let people know who Jesus really is. With a true church perspective, we want to be the church that God is calling for in this last and evil day. And when I'm saying that, I'm not talking about a specific building, but I'm talking about the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is your body. Let's be God's church. And we're here again. We're going to deal with this Laodicean era of the church again. And, you know, we're just going to call it like it is. Last week we dealt with the, era of the super apostle, and we've dealt with some, you know, some icons in the body of Christ. And, you know, it is so weird, but when you begin to call people's names and name people, people just get upset. And, you know, I think last week we just had an influx of calls, people calling in, some of them using profanity to defend their bishop that I dealt with last week. And I'm like, now who uses profanity to defend a man of God? So just the caliber of people that get upset, you know, you could tell a lot about a person by how people respond in defense of them. You know, some folks you want to just shut up and please don't defend me because you showing your ignorance and you showing my game. So we had a lot of that go on last week, and I encourage everyone, please, KHVN does not control what is being said on this broadcast. This is our opinion, our facts, all that we give. It has nothing to do with the station. So please stay home, stay in your car, go to church, and go, and don't come by the radio station looking for me. Amen. That is just, you know, absurd for you to be defending somebody that you don't even know and have never even met. You just go to the church. But anyway, we're going to deal with this Laodicean era of our church, and we're not going to deal with the super apostle part of it today, but we're going to deal with another part of this. And this is the part about blessings and how God really wants to increase his people financially as well as in their health. And the third epistle of John speaks to us in the scripture, and he says, "Beloved, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prosperous." So we know here that the emphasis is put on your soul's prosperity. God wants to give you all that you need. He wants to take care of your needs, especially in a time where our economy is so bad. And, you know, you got to always add in the fact that it's a lot worse than what they're telling you it is. So because our economy is so bad, this is a time for God to prosper those that belong to him. And as he prospers you, he wants your soul to prosper first, and he wants you to be in good health. And he also wants you to be financially secure. Now, this is not a money message because I don't believe in money messages. I believe in a prosperity message because I believe God prospers those that he has favor upon. And I believe that favor is just. I know we hear all the time how favor is not fair, but favor is very fair according to the scriptures, because God is going to favor those who please him and do his will. You know, you have men that preach favor is not fair, and somehow they're relating that to the fact that they have money and a lot of folks don't. But that is not what God's favor is all about. God, all the way through the scriptures, he favored men that favored his will, men that did his will, men that were after his heart, men that pleased him. Those are the men that gained God's favor. It would be just like in a family. You know, if you have a lot of sons and daughters, the one that pleases you the most, the one that, you know, does his homework, the one that takes care of his room and cleans his room and is obedient to you when you tell him to do something, he does it. Or she does it, that's the child that's going to get the favor in the house, because that child is actually the one that is most pleasing to the parent. So when we're talking about favor, how can favor be unfair? That would be like the child that doesn't do anything you say, that's totally disobedient, that will, you know, roll their eyes and smack their lips or whatever, and all of that when you tell them to do something. Are you going to show that child favor? And then that child is going to be able to testify, favor's not fair because I've been a fool and mom and daddy still like me the most. And that is ridiculous. So when we talk about favor not being fair, we need to make sure we read the scripture, because that is not in the Bible. Repeat after me. That is not in the Bible. That's some man's philosophy about how they got money. And basically, those are men that got money lying to you about favor. I mean, even in the case of the prodigal son, you know, the son that left, of course, you know, preachers like to use and say, well, the father showed him favor when he came back. Don't get that story mixed up. When the son left, he spent everything. So when he came back, the father was rejoicing because his son, he thought was dead, is alive and he's back. And of course, that would make anyone happy, no matter which child it is, whether it's your wayward child or your child that has been obedient. But remember what he said to the other son. The other son was like, hey, I've been here. I've done everything you said. I've worked hard. I didn't leave you. I didn't squander my inheritance. Father, you know, why are you partying like this for my brother? And remember what the father turned to him and said. He said, son, all that I have is yours. Meaning this father favored the boy that stayed because everything was his. He basically said, all that I have is going to be yours. So let's just rejoice because your brother's not dead. But don't mistake this for your inheritance, because you're going to inherit everything that I have. So let's get these stories straight and understand what the scripture is saying when it's talking about favor and how one people are favored. Anyway, let's deal with this, because God wants you to please him. He wants you to be obedient to him. He wants to give you the fat of the land, but he said in the scriptures, even in Deuteronomy, that if you obey me, do my will, I'll give you the fat of the land. You will reap the harvest. God is wanting to bless you, but he wants you to first do what he says. Come on, people. This is fundamental new members class, Sunday school, ring the bell, stand up before the folks, ABCs and 1, 2, 3s of the gospel. It doesn't take rocket science. It doesn't take a theology degree. It doesn't take, you know, a strong exegesis of the scripture to understand something this basic. This is very basic. If you please God, he will take care of you. Let's deal with this and go to this Laodicean era of the church in Revelations 3:14, this reference to it. And I'm going to read this from the Amplified Bible because it kind of brings out a couple of things that we started with last week. In the 16th verse, it says, so because you are lukewarm and neither hot, neither cold nor hot, I will spew you out of my mouth. For you say, I am rich, I have prospered and grown wealthy, and I am in need of nothing. And you do not realize and understand that you are wretched, pitiable, poor, blind, and naked. The Bible is saying you are pitiful And the 18th verse, it says, therefore, I counsel you to purchase from me gold refined and tested by the fire, that you may be truly wealthy, and white clothes to clothe you, and to keep the shame of your nakedness from being seen, and salve to put on your eyes that you may see. Now, listen to this. He's saying, I want you to purchase from me gold that has been tested. God is saying, I want to bless you. You are walking around saying you're blessed because you have things. But let's understand something. Because you drive a Mercedes, because you have a 4,000 square foot home, because you live high on the hog, does not mean you are blessed of God. Understand, these Laodiceans had everything. They had money. They had power. They had wealth, but they were poor and pitiful according to the scriptures. What made them poor? It was because they weren't effective for God. If you're not effective, if you're not in a position to be effective, what do I mean effective? Come on, y'all. Basic 1, 2, 3 of the Bible. Are people coming to Christ? Are people seeing Christ? Are your actions provoking people to do right? That is a person who is effective. We got pastors that pastor 5-10,000 people, and they're just recycling folks, and folks are coming in because they're playing good music, because they're making them feel good, because they are tickling, they're taking advantage of their insecurities. This does not mean this is God's blessing and favor on these people, y'all. It does not mean it. You know when a person is walking in favor when they ask God for things and God does those things. That's favor. Come on, y'all. We have people that pastor 10,000 folks, but can't lay hands on anybody and make them feel better physically. I mean, have a miracle has never even been performed in their ministry. Aren't the signs and wonders of God supposed to follow those? We have men that are pastoring. We have churches that are huge. But when was the last time someone got up out of a wheelchair? When was the last time someone was healed? When was the last time someone's child got delivered and set free? But we're talking about men that pastor thousands and their own children are bound by devils. So listen to what I'm saying. God wants to bless you, but there are some steps that God is requiring for you to be blessed. And then the number one, of course, we can go to Matthew 6 and we read, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. What does he mean by righteousness? That's right alignment, being in line with what God wants. I like to use this analogy. You know, I do a lot of travel and I go to a lot of airports all over the world, and just hundreds of airports. And when you go, they all have conveyor belts that bring out your luggage. That conveyor belt, you know, when you stand and it's like everybody that is standing there is trying to position themselves. So when their bag comes around on that conveyor belt, they can grab it. So everybody moves up. Then there's like another line of people and everybody's trying to get in line and get aligned with the conveyor belt so that they can quickly grab the bag that belongs to them. And I liken that unto this scripture where it's talking about the righteousness of God. That is right alignment with God. Now, when you are rightly aligned with God, your stuff comes to you. And what I mean by that, we talk about people getting their miracle, their season, their harvest, their breakthrough, their purpose, their favor, their destiny. You know, we hear these messages. These are the buzzwords that get the big offerings. So these are the buzzwords that gets folk excited because their miracle, their season, their harvest is coming. You know, you can fill stadiums with that message of promise that they're going to get all this stuff. But if they're not aligned with the will of God, if they're not aligned with Christ, if they are not rightly aligned, they're going to miss their stuff. What do I mean? Well, there have been a couple of times when I've stood in front of this conveyor belt, but I wasn't positioned right where I could see. I wasn't positioned right where I could even grab. And sometimes my bag would go right by me and I couldn't grab it. I have to wait till it comes back around. Sometimes I can't even see my bag and it'll pass. And then whoever's with me or assisting me, they'll say, hey, I think your box, your back just passed by. And I'm like, man, I got to wait till it comes back around. That's because I wasn't rightly aligned with the belt bringing me my stuff. And this is what this scripture is saying. If you are not rightly aligned, if you don't see the kingdom of God and his right alignment, that is where you're supposed to be. If you're not rightly aligned, you're going to miss your stuff. You're going to miss your blessing. You're going to miss those things. See, God has a system that will bless you, that will give you things. Understand, atheists and homosexuals and all these folk have money. Satanists have money. Don't get it twisted. It is not just because you have money, you are blessed. God is saying, I want you aligned rightly. I want you lining up with my will. And if you walk out my will for you, then you'll walk into all of the things that I'm going to bless you with because you in my will. See, you could have a business. If your business lines up with God's will for you, then you're going to reap the financial benefits of being rightly aligned with God. Understand, we can bring folks in to do money seminars. We can bring, you know, the man with the money cometh and that lie. We could bring all of these folks in to try to help you get some money. But folks that aren't rightly aligned, God's not going to get the credit for it, and it's not going to even last. So quit trying to put God's name on your trick that you're using to get some money. God wants you rightly aligned with him. And that's what he's telling the church at Laodicea. I want to give you, I want to make you rich. I want to make you truly wealthy. And that is not just money, but I want you to prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospers. What does he mean? Even as you are aligned with me and you have prosperity in your soul. Now understand something. What good is it for a man to gain the whole world, according to the scripture, and lose his soul? And when I say soul, it's not just his soul. We see successful men that lift themselves up in the body of Christ, and their children are possessed by devils and are hurting and crying out for help. And these selfish men still lift themselves up. And here's the crazy part. Folks follow these men and ignore the fact that they have no success in their own home. And that is where we mess up as a people. And I'm talking about the black community, y'all. We have that bad. We will lift up people that don't even have proof that they are successful other than having some money. Just because you get money and hand claps, I don't mean God did that. Y'all, Jim Jones had money, and I hated when Jim Jones started. If you read the story, and I hate this, y'all, but this happens all the time. Jim Jones started out as a Pentecostal white preacher, and he had a white congregation. Then over a couple of years, his congregation was mixed. And then, of course, when it came to the tragic end, his congregation was mostly black. And that is so sad, because we are the people that don't look for results. We don't look for proof. We just listen to stuff that makes us feel good, and we have to stop that. But the scripture says, seek first the kingdom of God and his right alignment, his righteousness. That means there's some things you have to seek after, and you have to seek after it to overcome what you're already in. Come on, y'all. Don't get comfortable as a clubbing Christian that goes to the club on the weekend and then expect God to do something for you. Don't get comfortable as a fornicator or a homosexual and then think God is blessing you and doing things for you and favor's not fair because I'm gay and I'm still getting stuff. No, you got a job. A job will bring you stuff. Atheists have money. Listen, Freemasons have money. Listen, homosexuals have money. Money does not mean that you are blessed by God. Matthew 7 says, ask, it shall be given. If you seek, you will find it. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. But how many people knock on a door and they don't know a person? That person looks through the peephole and they don't know you. They're not going to open that door. They're going to be like, yes, may I help you? Oh, yeah, I'm so-and-so, and I came to say, well, I don't know you, so I'm not opening this door. Now, how do you expect Christ to give you what you're asking for and you're not in his will? Come on, people. We have to go back to the basics and the fundamentals of this thing. We have to get back into the will of God. God wants to bless you, and he wants to bless you financially. He wants you sowing in the ministries that are doing his will. He wants you blessing people and helping people that need help. God wants to favor you, but he needs you to do his will. You know, and we have churches that assemble these lines and folks come up to the altar and, you know, the preacher laying hands on them, and I got the $200 line, the $400 line, and God's going to bless you if you bless me and give me some money and blah, blah, blah. And this is all foolishness. Nowhere in the scripture has God told us to pray for money. Understand, money is not something you pray for, because cash is not in heaven. God does not have dollar bills in heaven. Cash is not there. You get money from working. That is the punishment of Adam. The Bible says it. So some folks need jobs. I love the story of Job, but I think sometimes we ought to call the book of Job the book of Job, because Job had a job. The Bible said everything he put his hands to do was blessed by God. That means Job was working for his increase and his wealth. And we need jobs. Amen. Especially in our community, our young men need jobs. So we need to stop twisting this and making folks think they're going to just go to the mailbox and a check is going to be waiting for them. A check is not going to be waiting for you if you don't have a job. So we need some folks working so God can work through the job. Now, but understand, you want your job to line up with God's kingdom purpose that he has for you. So it's not just any job. But you want to be in the will. That's what you pray for. God, what is your will? I want to work in your will, what you've called me to do. I love the way God chose the apostles in the scripture. He chose each one doing a specific function, and he turned that function into a kingdom function. Just as Jesus was a carpenter, he became a carpenter to build the kingdom of God. And I love the way each of the disciples, it worked this specific way. And that's what God wants to do for you. The stuff I desire, the car I want to drive, the house I want to live in, all the things I want to give my family, those things come from me being rightly aligned with the purpose that God has for me. It's not about favor not being fair and God just giving folks stuff. No, God's favor is just, and he's going to reward those that diligently seek after him. Come on, y'all, let's believe scripture and stop believing what selfish men and wolves in sheep clothing are saying to us. Let's believe what scripture says. Money will find you if you do the work. But God wants your soul to prosper even before the money. If your soul is prospering, that means you are rightly aligned with God and you will know where your blessings are. I've taken up a lot of time on this broadcast with this, but I want you to understand this is what the broadcast is for. Let's dispel these lies in the body of Christ. Do you know there are folks, every time they get down on their knees, they're asking God for money? Father God, I need a financial miracle right now. Father God, I need a finance. I got a bill and this and this and this. But if they had lined up with the righteousness of God and made better decisions financially, don't you understand that this would be a prayer that wouldn't even need to be prayed? God doesn't want you coming to him for cash. God wants you to line up with him so that the decisions that you make won't come back to haunt you later. That's what God wants. He wants some people that are disciplined in his gospel. Seek ye first his kingdom and your right alignment, and then financially you'll be secure. Your health will be secure. Come on, y'all. We need real miracles now. We need real breakthrough. We need real favor. How do we get that? By seeking the face of the Most High God. It's not about what you want. It's about what he wants for you. I love the scripture that says, delight yourself in the Lord and he will give you the desires of your heart. And he's not just saying, I'm going to give you what you want. He's saying, I'm going to give you what to want. And I'll never forget, as I began to do music and as I began to produce albums and different things I was doing at the time, I was making a little money and I was happy and excited about it. And the Holy Spirit came to me one day and said, Craig, this is not it. You're not, you know, you can play music, you can make music, but this is not what I have for you. And I went on a quest. I remember waking up for probably 3 years, just waking up every morning, just praying and seeking God, reading the scripture to find out what it was God wanted for me. And that's when after that, he gave me the vision for EX Ministries. And I'm telling you, God gave me that vision. We put it up. We built a website with the vision on it, put it up on the internet, y'all, with no promotion, no marketing. We've been selling hundreds of thousands of CDs all over this world with no retail, no stores, no marketing, no system, no promotion. Y'all, it has just been, amazing how when I lined up with what God wanted for me, and I decided, you know what? I'll put this music thing to the side. I'll put the people's applause and people thinking that I'm a good producer and all of that. I'll just throw all of that away and I'll do exactly what you want me to do, God. And when I began to do that, I got peace within my own soul, and I didn't have to worry about what people thought about me anymore. People didn't have to, you know, I didn't have to feed off of the judgment people would pass on my music to say, oh, this is a good song and this is not. Oh, you're going to sell this many copies, blah, blah, blah. I didn't have to be governed. My life did not have to shift every time someone's opinion about me shifted. But now I'm in a position where I can say what God wants me to say. I'm financially blessed and secure. My family's secure. And I don't have to worry about what people think. I can do it God's way. Why? Because I sought after him. I didn't seek money. I didn't seek fame. I sought after his right alignment. Before I really knew what this scripture meant, I was doing it because I love God and I wanted to be favored by God. I didn't want to be favored and still be out there in the world so I can say, well, favor's not fair. No, I wanted to be favored because God had confidence that I would do what he said. And that's what he wants from you. God wants confidence. I look at my own children. I want to have confidence that these children are going to do what I say. And when I get that confidence, I want nothing more than to bless them and give them things and favor them. So please, people of God, hear what this message is saying. God is speaking to this Laodicean era of our church and saying, it's not about the money you have, the car you drive, the home you live in, but it's about your soul's prosperity and you rightly aligning yourself in the will of God. If you want to be financially blessed, if you want your bills taken care of, if you want to reap the benefits of being a child of the Most High God who owns everything, then rightly align yourself with his will for you. Let me pray. Father God, I pray right now that those that have heard this broadcast, Father, that some eyes would have been opened, that the truth has been told, and Father, that your people will hear this truth and they will change their ways, God, to match the truth that was spoken here. Father, we've thought for years, and many of us just heard men say things and we just assumed that it had to be you speaking it. But Father, we know that a lot of times men say things that aren't in the Bible and don't line up with your word. And God, I thank you that this truth can line up with your word, because the truth is written. It's written plain in the scripture. And I pray right now, Father, that your people will begin to seek out these truths. They will begin to look and do their own investigation and stop just trusting what men are saying and doing because they're lascivious and selfish. But God, they will read your word and get a good understanding of what truth is and what it is you have for them. And Father, I pray that they would be aligned with your will for them. Father, from this point on, God, they will go on a quest to find where that belt is that their stuff is on, Father. They'll go stand properly in front of it. They'll align themselves with it so as it comes by, they can grab what belongs to them. It won't miss them anymore. God, it won't fall by the wayside. God, I rebuke the devourer for their sake. Father, I rebuke it right now that they would succeed and have financial success. But God, even more important, their soul will prosper. Their understanding of the word will grow. They will grow and become mature in you. And Father, I pray right now over this area and all over the world, those that hear my voice, God, you will give them insight into your truth that they will not be deceived any longer. God, I pray and believe these things in Jesus' name. We will see you next week at 9:30 a.m. for another True Church Perspective. God bless you.
Thank you for joining us for A True Church Perspective with Pastor G. Craig Lewis. Join us here each Sunday at 9:30 a.m. You can also visit us online at true-church.org.